The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize.
We're going to play this music all night.
But it won't be long. I've heard them say until
turn this off, Kodiak. You ever play music like that again, I'll slit your throat. All right. We have a kind of a cleansing fire, just a sort of a purifying deal, just to kind of get the studio cleaned up here. There. Thank you. Oh yeah, yeah. Burn, Kenny, burn. Hi, name's Mishki. This is the old broadcast. Kodiak's at the board. He's back from quintuple pancreatic surgery. Well, we did enough local news, didn't we? The gist of it, this just in from the Rod Graham's campaign. I don't know any other way to put it. Mark Dayton is a black man. All right, now, that's it for local news. Let's go national. We're going national, folks. You hear that? Mishki's going national. Mishki's going national. This is big. Mishki's going national, Johnny! Yeah. Yeah, national. This out of Charlotte, North Carolina. A billboard went up there that showed George W. Bush's picture, his photograph, next to a large sign saying Gore 2000. One billboard pushing for Gore for president and showing a large photograph of George Bush. A very confusing political billboard in Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte advertising executive Dave Oakley didn't want to comment on the botched billboard. He said the mistake will be fixed by the end of this week. It is a Gore billboard, and somehow they ended up putting a monster picture of George W. Bush on it, smiling. Confusing the hell out of people in South Carolina. North Carolina, rather. They like to keep things simple there. But it got me thinking about a billboard I'd like to see. I want a billboard that shows both faces and carries the statement, six of one, half a dozen of the other. I want a billboard up that shows Gore and shows Bush and says six of one, half a dozen of the other. Simple statement. Because you know, I know, and everyone knows, that the country ain't going to change all that much with either candidate, all right? Both will be forced to move to the center. Both will be forced to violate some campaign promise or promises. Both will surprise people in some ways, confuse people in some ways during their term in office. Both will end up different than folks thought they'd be. Both will ultimately be seen as exceedingly average American presidents. Six of one, half a dozen of the other, folks. I want to put up a billboard that just has both faces and says six of one, half a dozen of the other. Vote for whomever you want to, brother. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. Vote for whomever makes your big bell ring. No matter who wins, we get the same damn thing. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. Either way, you get a two-faced lying mother, a politician whose campaign is alive because the sucker learned early just how to survive. And you survive learning the age-old game that brings power and brings fame. It's called Tell People What They Want to Hear. Once selected, you're free and clear to do as you please, to make sure you do take care of those big shots who took care of you. Now, don't leave any big spenders neglected if you want to find yourself re-elected. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. It's election time, people. Look out. Here comes another. It's frickin' frack, twiddly-dee, twiddly-dum. The choice is yours, folks. Pick either one, because it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. No matter which one you pick, brother. All night long. We're going to play the living hootie out of the man. What should be our next song? You got a favorite Kenny Rogers tune, Kodiak?
I was like the gambler.
You did, huh? A lot of people liked that one. I was a Lucille man myself. As a boy, when Lucille came out, I was living in the country the summer it hit. And well, it seemed to represent everything I loved about the slow-moving life in the country. Plus, I was in a bar in Toledo once, across from the depot. But it wasn't a gal that it was attracting me there. It was a Australian Shepherd. Huh? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have to go. Here's Kelly Guest with Bottom of the Hour Basement News.
A senior defense official says American forces in Turkey and two small Persian Gulf states have been put on a higher alert due to new terrorist threats. That same official says the threats were specific, but the credibility of the sources is sketchy. Two Palestinian teenagers have died from wounds suffered in recent clashes with Israeli forces. Street fighting in the West Bank today left another man dead. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak is trying to form a coalition government that would include hardliners. The first of three men accused of killing Tony Basta went on trial today. Basta was shot while riding his bike down Mississippi Boulevard this past April. Today, the jury started hearing evidence against the alleged gunman, Dale Stewart. Stewart admits pulling the trigger, but his lawyer says his intent was to scare Basta, not kill him. This afternoon, jurors saw the bike Basta was riding and heard testimony from a witness and nurse who responded to the scene. Tomorrow, they'll see Stewart's videotaped testimony. Governor Ventura got a friendly welcome south of the border today. Outgoing President Ernesto Zedillo sang Minnesota praises at the Mexican White House today.
Being governor of a great American state that has become a very important partner of Mexico also means that you, Governor Ventura, you are a good friend of Mexico.
Governor Ventura is on a trade mission to Mexico in light of recent economic prosperity there. Minnesota exports of manufactured goods to Mexico jumped 21% from 1998. 400 Minnesota companies did $297 million in trade with Mexico last year, and the governor is hoping to get those numbers to climb. And guess what Midwestern area is seeing? Increased tourist spending that exceeds the national average. It seems travelers have been smitten with Iowa to the tune of $4 billion. The Iowa Division of Tourism Group says visitors plunked down 5.4% more cash than last year. 62 degrees now in the Twin Cities. I'm Kelly Guest for AM 1500 KSTP.